What's going on, good people, and welcome to the podcast. It had to be said. I am your host, Cedric. I would like to welcome you all back once again for another episode entitled, You've Got Me, Who's Got You? All right, so I'm going to jump right into it. You know, we like to deal with things that are inspirational, motivational, and, you know, about personal growth, our purpose, and things like that. I'm a big proponent of doing what you're meant to be doing in life and embracing that. And I also find inspiration in a lot of different things. So I remember watching Superman, the original, well, not the original, not the one with George Reeves, but the one in 1978 with Christopher Reeves. And there was a scene where Lois Lane was getting on a helicopter. They had a calamity happen. And it sets it up where the helicopter goes over the side of the building and she's dangling from the bottom of it. She eventually lets go. She loses her grip and she begins to fall. And as she's falling, of course, she's screaming for her life. And in swoops Superman. And he tells her, "Don't worry, miss, I've got you." Something to that effect. And then she looks at him and says, "You've got me. Who's got you?" So today, I wanted to explore that because I don't think we really think about what that means. You've got me, but who's got you? It goes right into the same line or the same vein that I always speak on when I talk about if you're the person who's always fixing everything for everyone else, who fixes you when you're broken? If I've got you, then who's got me? So today we'll explore the profound meaning behind that question and how that actually can empower us in our own lives. So sit back, relax, and we're going to jump right into it. So like I said, in that moment, Lois, who was, you know, she wasn't afraid of too much of anything. You know, she was real headstrong, a real fearless type of journalist, and she found her life hanging in the balance, okay? And when she fell, instead of focusing on her own fear and her own vulnerability, she turned her attention to the hero who was saving her, Superman. And in her question, she captured something that I thought was truly remarkable. She recognized that even the strongest, most extraordinary individuals among us need support, need love, and they need someone to lean on. And we're talking about in this human realm. We're not even talking about supernatural right now. We're talking about in this human realm. We oftentimes, we put our heroes and those strong people that we lean upon, we put them upon pedestals. We see them as invincible. We see them as beyond the reach of any ordinary human being or human experience. And the truth is the heroes, they have vulnerabilities too. Superman's was kryptonite. Lois didn't know that at the time, right? But I don't even think he knew it at the time. In their moments of doubt, with their own struggles, in their own moments, they need someone to remind them that they aren't alone. They aren't alone. But the problem with a hero, the problem with a person who's a fixer, the problem with the strongest of those is they don't even realize sometimes that they need that help. All right, so let's take a moment real quick. Look back at your own life. And you think about who are the heroes in your life, the people that supported you, encouraged you, believed in you when you needed it the most. And who are the heroes that you look up to now, the ones who inspire you to be your best self? Shoot, we all have somebody. We got someone or perhaps even multiple people who we have, you know, that's been there for us in times of need, reminding us that we ain't in this thing by ourselves. We got somebody with us. But I'm about to throw you a curveball. Here's the twist. What happens when there is no person there for you? If I've got you, then who's got me? Throughout our lives, you know what? Those of us that believe, we seek support from a higher power. We trust that God, the source of love and infinite wisdom, that we can rely upon God's guidance, his protection, and his care. But have you ever stopped to wonder, God's got you? Who's got God? Now, I know what you're thinking. God don't need you. He doesn't need you. He's all powerful. And you're right. He doesn't. We need God. However, in our quest to seek God's love and support, we must also contemplate the role of reciprocating that relationship. It's not just about asking, but also about giving. So who's got God? Lauryn Hill said it best. Tell me who I have to be to get some reciprocity. And I think God looks at us and says, who do I have to be in your life to get some reciprocity from you? I give to you, what are you giving back to me? And the answer is within each and every last one of us. We all have the power to embrace and embody the divine qualities that are within us all. We can be vessels of God's love, compassion, and kindness. By living in alignment with the divine principles, we become instruments through which God's presence is made manifest in the world. That's all he's asking us to do. When we practice love, forgiveness, service to others, we become channels of God's grace, right? Through our actions, we demonstrate our deep connection with the divine. In nurturing this relationship, we not only find strength, but we also participate in the ongoing dance between the human and the divine. Just as we look at God for God's guidance, because we always ask him for something, God seeks our partnership in the co-creation of a more loving, compassionate world. We mess this up. And when I say we, I'm talking about man. Man has complicated the process by doing way more than what God requires. Y'all heard the expression, man, you're doing too much. We are always doing too much. We put these rules. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to jump on one foot. You got to stand up. You got to do this. All these different requirements to where people say, man, I can't. I'm not even trying to do all that. But we did that. We made it complicated. God didn't do that. All we're called to do is extend love, understanding, support for others, and thereby reflecting the divine qualities that reside within all of us. In doing so, we become the answer to the question, God's got you, who's got God? Come on, good people. Y'all ain't even trying to hear me right now. So let's recognize that we do have an inherent connection with the divine, and we should embrace our role as stewards of God's love. You don't have to understand it all. I personally don't understand the entire nature of God. I just know that there is a divine and intricate design to this universe, and my brain is not capable enough of understanding it. I don't need to understand it. All I need to do is seek to embody the qualities that we attribute to God. That's, let's extend that love and care to others. As we do it, we not only strengthen our relationship with God, but also inspire and uplift those around us. Shoot, man. You've got me. Who's got you? God's got you. Who's got God? I'm saying we all have it inside of us. Tap into it. Use it. Somebody had to say it, so it had to be said.